Hey, I'm Anna.
And I'm Shireen.
And welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous.
It's a new podcast on Feral Audio.
We're here. So this week, for our inaugural episode, we're going to talk about Al Jazeera.
The Supreme Court travel ban.
We're going to talk about Syria and Iran and our favorite Bashar al-Assad.
He's not our favorite.
Okay.
Also, a lobster made it through TSA.
And,
what?
I'm going to tell a little story about my trip to the Caribbean and a minor hostage situation I was in.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Stay tuned!
Get in it.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born?
We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
What a theme.
Wow. Oh my God. We're so happy to be here after that beautiful theme.
Yeah, that instrumental, props to the person that made it for us, Brendan Small, one and only.
Yes, Brendan Small made us that theme. He's such a wonderful dude.
He's the best.
You might know him from Metalocalypse and Home Movies and Comedy.
Comedy and his live show, Baked, that
yes.
Anna produces.
I produce a live show with him called Baked Comedy and Music at the Hollywood Improv. Look it
Plug.
Up.
Plug.
Brendan's the best, and he made us that original theme.
Yeah.
And
that's how he sounds so cool.
You should go out and get his Galacticon album that comes out on August 25th.
You won't regret it.
Yeah, he's so cool. He, like, plays the guitar like...
That's a really good impression.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome, Brendan.
Yeah. Today is our first episode. Thank you for everyone that listened to the teaser.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if any...
Your feedback? Oh my God, it was wonderful. Actually, I got no feedback, but I love you all regardless.
Well, let's start off with your travel story.
So I went to the Caribbean to visit a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone you know lives in the Caribbean?
She did live in the Caribbean. I'll get to it. She lived on a boat with her boyfriend for like 6 months. They were like sailing the world together.
Okay, barf.
Barf. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, sorry. 1 second.
Also, just putting it out there, I haven't heard the story yet. I'm really excited about it. I've heard what it's about, but I'm very excited to hear the actual story. And if you can see my face.
The name of this story is The Psyche of a Rich White Spoiled Man.
Already excited.
It's a real breakdown of that. So go on this trip to the Caribbean, visit a friend from high school.
Caribbean or Caribbean?
I say Caribbean. I've heard people say Caribbean, and I'm going to rule with you. That's bullshit.
It's Caribbean.
Caribbean. I mean, I don't fucking...
Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean. I don't know. Whatever. Sorry.
And I want to preface it with, coming from like Middle Eastern families, you don't go on vacations to islands.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. Like, you can't be like, Dad, let's go to Hawaii. My dad's like, grow up.
Yeah. We never go anywhere with an ocean. Because
no,
I'm not like, allowed to wear a swimsuit.
They're like, landlocked only, bitch. Sit your ass down. We're going to Istanbul. You're like, oh.
I'm not allowed to wear a swimsuit. My dad doesn't know I own a swimsuit. So if we go to Hawaii, it's useless and pointless.
Yeah, you would just sit inside your hotel room and your father would be like, let's go to the buffet and that's it.
How do you know my dad so well?
Oh, do I? I am your dad. Jesus, I was raised by him. So Middle Eastern families, like, you go on vacation to, like, either Europe, like, nice mm-hmm. places where there's, like, hotels. Well, I mean, there's hotels in the Caribbean, too, but you know what I mean. Like, just, you know, landlocked for the most part. Yeah.
Like, air conditioning is what you're, like,
No one's like, where's the sailboat? Let's go to the Caribbean.
You know?
No one, Persian or Middle Eastern parents don't, they're not like, let's
not
go to a place
outdoorsy.
Where. Yeah, they're not out, well, kind of, but they're
not,
like.
Do you know a single air person, like, family that camps together?
That's
like
my family likes camping, but
okay,
we're not Arab. Excuse us, we're not Arab. We're Persian.
Okay, I'm done. I show up ahead.
Beginning of the end, baby. Actually, it's funny. One of the places we went to on the sailing trip was called the Bitter End, and I was like, "This is my life story." But I know I bought a hat and a T-shirt that said the Bitter End
because
I was like, "Guffaw," you know. But
guffaw. I only laugh when I can say
it. I imagine myself as like a human version of Goofy. I'm just like gorsh every 5 seconds. Anyway, quick wrap up. Middle Eastern parents do not fuck with islands.
Yeah.
So you have to go to, like, Iran or the Middle East to visit your family. I say that in quotations.
Yeah, why was that in quotes?
I don't know.
She used air finger, quote, what do you call them? Air quotes.
I call them darts, finger darts.
That's not what they're called.
Okay. Go to visit my friend from high school, whatever. She's just this girl. Not going to name any names because I really do feel like this person might come and sue me.
The girl?
No, not the girl. The girl I don't care about. I mean, she's not going to care that I already told her I was going to talk about this.
Okay, cool.
And I was like, I'm going to kind of put some people on blast. But the actual person who created the situation that I'm about to tell you about, I will not say his name because he already told me he was going to sue the shit out of me to my face. So I was like, well, we'll see about that. I've got white lawyers too, you know? That's what I said back. That's too real.
Can you get to the story?
So I go visit my friend. She's like, come sailing with me for a week. With my boyfriend owns a boat. It's great. Sailing yacht. Bunch of bedrooms. Really big.
Like their house.
Yeah. Come to our house for a week. That also exists on water. We'll sail island to island to island. And have a great time. Which I was like, hell yeah. That sounds amazing. Never been to an island before. Parents forbade it.
Yep.
I told my parents I was going on this trip, my mom's like, what's there? And I was like, that's a good question. I don't know what's there.
Yeah.
I'll go find out.
Like, so why would you go?
Yeah, she's like, I don't
understand. Is there a buffet?
Is there a buffet? Will there be restrooms?
Yeah.
Because you know, you need your restrooms. And me specifically. You try and shit on a boat, though. You try and shit on a boat.
Okay, touche. Yeah.
You need your restrooms. I'm just saying. Get there, we spend the whole week, we fly into St. Thomas, we sail island to island to island in the UK British Islands, so we like cross borders. I don't know, it's all water. What does that anything make sense?
Yeah.
We get there, it's a great trip. We sail to 7 islands.
Wow.
Like, it's amazing. Every day we go to a new island, we hang out.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
Extreme FOMO right now.
Yeah, you see my Instagram?
Yeah, I saw
Poppin'.
Every post.
I know.
It was really.
I was jealous of my own Instagram and I was there. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, also, you guys, Anna invited me to this trip and then 45 minutes later said, just kidding, I can't change the ticket name.
Yeah, I had an extra ticket that I was like offering people and then I called them and they were like, it's non-transferable. And I was like, what is that?
So
what do those words mean?
My hopes were up there and now they're just like.
Down.
Down beneath the soil.
Down.
And so you had an amazing time. 7
Yeah,
islands.
It was great. And then so the last night, my friend. So I brought two friends with me who hadn't met my friend previously.
Mm-hmm.
And this friend, you know, the one who I went to visit, she likes the party. She gets down, if you will. We went to the island that we were docked at and we had dinner. And then afterwards, she's like, there's this other boat bar on the other side of the island that we have to like dinghy over to.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a lot of fun. By that point, I was, like, really tired, though. It was the last night. You know, I just was in the sun all the time. I'd just been day drinking. I was, you know, I wanted to go to bed. And it was, like, midnight. And I was, like, I'm going to skip out on this boat bar and just crash because in the morning we have to get up really early and go to the ferry. We have to go catch a ferry to go to the airport. And she's, like, whatever. So one of my other friends went with her. And I guess around, like, 1 in the morning, they come back. They bring two guys that they met at this bar over to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's like, you know, you bring people over.
Yeah.
It's not too crazy.
To your boathouse.
Yeah, to your boathouse.
House boat. House boat.
Yeah, it's when you like house. Invite people over after the bar, you know, you're just hanging out, you want to drink more. And I guess what, something went down where maybe someone's hand was on my friend's knee. I wasn't there. I was asleep. I woke up to just belligerent screaming, like someone being like, get your fucking hand off my girlfriend's blah, 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 blah. And let me just say this boyfriend of my friend, current ex-boyfriend, all week had a
Did
bit of a...
Did they break up?
Yo,
that
they
night?
Are most likely, they are most definitely broken up.
That night?
Yeah.
They broke up.
I'm telling you, man.
You're telling us the end of like a relationship that like we're sailing together on a...
Yes.
This is amazing.
Came
I'm so
to
happy.
An end. And this boyfriend was this super rich dude. He came from one of those like New England families, very white.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
He yelled things like, do you know who my family is? We have presidents in
Ew!
My family. Yes, these are
Young
things that someone
trash.
Said to me, which I was like,
trash.
I don't care if you have presidents in your family. Can you not tell currently presidents are not important? You know, like
yeah.
they don't hold any weight these days. So this boyfriend who owned the boat, who had a temper all week. He was kind of losing his shit all week about little things. Very little things he was losing his shit about. So I was kind of like, oh, he's a bit of a shithead. This is how it started to escalate. He thought his girlfriend was cheating on him with a dreadhead. I didn't see the guy with the dreadlocks at all. I didn't see most.
What's wrong with dreadlocks?
No idea, but he was losing his mind because he's from some like white New England rich family. Oh, okay. So to him, like, dreadlocks are basically like, you're trying to fuck my girlfriend. That's all he sees when he sees dreadlocks is a man trying to fuck his girlfriend.
What a sad little man.
Oh, that's an understatement of what this person is. This person is the saddest of littlest of saddest of small-dicked little men. Anyway, he basically held us hostage and said, no one is getting off this fucking boat. So I'm like, I don't know you, motherfucker.
Wait, what does he want? Like, what, like...
He wants to torture us. He's an insane person. Lost his mind and
I thought usually when people say that, like, no one's gonna get off
there
until
was an
this happens.
God, I hope he never listens to this and comes for me because I'm so fucked.
At least we'll know
he threw half my friend's shit off the boat. All her stuff. He was like, you get off this fucking boat if you're going to cheat on me. And which she was like, he just put his hand on my knee and I told him I had a boyfriend. And that was like not enough for him. He was just like, you're fucking this dude. And she was like, I just met him. I don't know who he is.
What the fuck?
It was a whole thing. I have video of it because I got scared and I took some video. He lost his mind and threw half her shit off the boat. And like none of us could stop him because he was just like this dude, like this raged dude who was just throwing shit
is
off the
like
boat.
Is he like a big guy? Intimidating guy?
No, he's kind of if Benedict Cumberbatch didn't work out. He's like Benedict Cumberbatch meets Woody Harrelson. He's like a tall white guy, but he's scrawny in that way of like, you could probably push him off the boat. And I'm not going to lie, there was an incident when we were all like, are we going to have to kill this motherfucker? Which we didn't, but there was you don't know when you're in that situation until you're in that situation when you're literally like making plans of how to murder someone because you're so scared and you're like, in self-defense, we might have to kill this guy.
It's so unfortunate that this podcast is audio only because my face this entire time is like just mouth agape. Complete surprise. I've never heard the story.
And the entire time I was just being like, this white motherfucker. Like, this would never happen in a Persian boat.
Nope.
Like, no one cares that
much. First of all, no Persian boats exist. Second of all, that's what happened.
I was like, only a white man with a shit ton of money would feel the need to threaten you over nothing. But, he held us hostage over a vape pen. Okay, so here's the thing. He threw half her shit overboard. Mm-hmm. She started to go insane because she was just like, that's all my stuff in water. Go away. Literally current taking away. So when he was like upstairs, like proceeding to throw all her stuff away out into the sea, she threw his one vape pen into the water, which I saw her do. But at that point, I was like, I didn't see anything because I'm trying to get off this boat. So he proceeded to, when he realized the vape pen was missing, he proceeded to continue to lose his fucking mind to a point where he, just was like, no one's getting off this boat. And guess what? I'm the captain. So I can say that the wind happened. So you can't leave. He's just basically being like,
I'm the
fucking captain and everyone's going to sit down here and be quiet until I find my vape pen, which I was like, oh, you're never finding that shit. That shit got thrown off the boat.
Wait, so is he like belligerent drunk at this point or is
no,
he like
he's
mostly sober?
He doesn't drink. He's
what
sober.
The fuck? He's sober?
Completely sober. He's just a psycho. And so I went into the bathroom and I hid in the bathroom for a very long time. And then I hid in my room for a very long time. Then my friend came in and was just like, call the Coast Guard. We got to get the fuck out of here. And I was like, okay. That's when I really started to curl up into a ball and start crying. Because I was like, I want to get off this boat. I don't know this motherfucker. Take me home. So we call the Coast Guard. We make report. Coast Guard's like, you're in the UK Virgin Islands. We have no jurisdiction. You need to call the British Coast Guard. So we're like, can you give us a number? Like, can you transfer us? And they're like, we'll see what we can do. So finally they give us a phone number and they were like, good luck. Let us know if anything happens. And we're like, cool, thanks. They're like, we've never experienced psycho boyfriends going crazy on
boats.
We're
British. Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we're sending a police boat over. This fool starts to realize what we're doing and then goes, once again, I know I've said he's gone full psycho like 10 times.
So where is
he? Goes ultra full psycho.
Where is he when you're making this call?
He's looking for his vape pen.
Oh my God.
He's like scouring the boat for his vape pen.
So much.
And then he has the nerve to pull out his backup vape pen, which I was like,
wait, you had a backup?
He had a backup the entire time, which I wish we'd thrown off the boat as well. Eventually, after I start to lose my shit, and he's just like, you guys owe me this much money for docking fees. And I'm like literally throwing money at this gym. I'm throwing like $100 bills, like, take all my money, get me off this fucking boat. And he takes all our money. Then he's like, can't find the vape pen. He's like, well, no one leaves until I have a new vape pen or until someone goes online and orders me a new vape pen, which that was like the extent of like, you are literally going to take us hostage and then wait for someone to go on fucking Amazon and buy you a vape pen
I'm imagining someone like holding a gun to someone's head and like just like watching them as they go on Amazon. Yeah.
Prime, bitch, put it on Prime. I want 2-day delivery. Like, fuck you.
What?
Yes.
What the
And I was like, oh, little did I know I would be held hostage on this trip. I'm like texting my parents like, hey, if you don't hear from me, please call someone. In a few hours, I will be texting you. If you don't hear from me, I've been kidnapped in the fucking Caribbean and you need to do something about it. And I had eventually given up and was just curled up in a ball in my bed crying because I was like, well, get used to it. You are going to die. One of my good friends, Noah, I want to give him a shout out, ultimate hostage negotiator. He was up there being so calm, talking to this dude, like, what do we got to do to get out of here, buddy? And then this motherfucker has the nerve to be like, oh, maybe you'll never make the mistake of getting on a stranger's boat ever again. That's when I was like, cool. What do we do? Like, do we push this fool off this boat? Like, do we all rush him right now? So...
Oh my god.
That's the story. He eventually,
What do you mean that's the story? What happened?
Well, I'm here. Clearly I survived. Yeah, he sailed away to a point where I was like, here's what you don't understand. They're coming. And they know your boat name and they know your name. So don't think like the water's gonna save you, buddy. I didn't necessarily say all that because I was kind of scared. But I was kind of like, yeah. And then he tried to be like, I'm not letting you go until you guys say on video that whatever reports you made are false. So he has this video of us being like, wait, so you want us to say our reports are false? Okay, so the reports were false, right? That's what you wanted us to say. God. And he was being like, I didn't tell you to say that. He started to really lose his shit. We were like,
I can't believe this guy is sober.
Yeah, he's sober. Because, you know, sometimes, like, the most sober of people are low-key, like...
Hey, I'm sober. Most of the time.
Yeah, well...
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Look in the mirror. But, anyway, he dropped us off at Customs in Tortula, which is still UK British Islands. And then he takes us... He tells us he won't take us to shore because he, like, docks on, like, a mooring ball. And he's like, I will not take you to shore until you make a video saying that you lied, which was like, okay, there's, like... 4 people on this boat who you've terrorized for the last few hours. Like, it's like this whole thing lasted about 5 to 6 hours.
Oh my god. That's insane. Yeah.
I didn't sleep at all. And I was very like, okay, I'm not saying anything on that video. If you put a camera on me, like, I'm going to lose it. Like, I've been crying for the last 5 hours. Like, I don't really see myself saying I made a false report. So, finally we just hopped in the dinghy and went over to the customs, and he's like, you guys need to stand right here. We're all going to file a report. And we were like, no, we're filing a report against you. And he's like, no, I'm filing a report against you. And then we were like, that's not how this works, you psycho. And he's like, I'm going to need everyone's passports. And then literally, as if on cue, we all started to pretend like we didn't know who he was. And just slowly, because we were on land and we were at customs. So there were like security or people around that like, it's like, you can't fuck with us anymore. So we just all slowly started to pretend like we couldn't hear him and just like all walk in different directions. Like, oh, sorry, buddy, but fuck you. And then we all got on the ferry. And then we all were like... Okay. And we got to the plane and we all got I got my friend on a standby flight.
So he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there. And his boat's name is Vagabond. So fuck him.
But your friend's gone too.
I took my friend with me. I was not going to leave my friend for her to get murdered.
I just wanted to make sure she's not going to stay with her like psycho ex.
No. She was like fully like, he threw half my shit off the boat. He's crazy. Let's get the fuck out of here. And so we got her on a standby flight to come with us. Anyway, what the fuck is wrong with rich white men who are rich but still want money from you? What is going on in this goddamn world?
My god.
It's literally like, hi, I'm unstoppable. I will hold you hostage. And it's like,
yeah,
why?
It's really true that I feel like that could only happen with a white guy. A rich white guy.
Yeah, if one brown man held me hostage, I could be like, terrorist, boom, dead. Like, you at the what are they called? Coast Guard would have came through, like, we don't care about jurisdiction, we want to catch a terrorist.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. But I was like,
he shot a white man.
His family has presidents in it. They're like, ooh, not our jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know? Oh, that sounds like you got to take that up with him. The man, the white man,
the one who's
in charge. Yeah, take it up with him. The captain? Yeah, he's the boss. It's like, no, he's got a gun hold towards us. Well, he is the boss, so you got to do what you got to do. Like, truly, if I had been like, his name is Muhammad Al-B Bashar, you know, they would be
like, oh, we'll be right there.
Yeah, they're like, honestly, we've got like 14 boats coming in. We got a SWAT team. Like, it's insane. So.
Damn.
Thank you, Coast Guard. Super helpful. Next time when someone calls crying, being like, I feel scared for my fucking life, don't say shit like, that's not our jurisdiction. We'll have to get back to you. So that happened, and now I will probably never get on a stranger's boat and or get on a boat ever again.
I'm so glad to be looking at you in front of me.
I used to love boats since Wednesday, June 21st, my love of boats.
Oh,
sank.
Something I know about you.
Sank.
That's great pun.
Thank you.
But something I do know about you is that you love boats.
I fucking love boats!
Yeah. Not anymore, I guess.
No, yeah. I probably won't get on a boat for a very
Things
long
have
time.
Changed.
I have some PTSD from that trip.
Oh my god.
But damn, do I look brown? Look at this tan, though.
You look great, yeah.
She's
glowing.
What's up?
Golden.
Didn't burn once. That's right, baby. SPF 50.
That's brown
SPF
jeans.
50 all day.
I saw this yesterday on June 26th. So a bunch of Middle Eastern countries mainly are going after Al Jazeera for reporting the truth. And
yeah, I want to make it very clear. Since the beginning, Al Jazeera has been the only legit news source. Like, CNN can suck its own dick.
Yeah.
MSNBC is slowly turning into a CNN. BBC, they're British, so Brexit, whatever.
Yeah.
But Al Jazeera
is
the shit.
Is the news source that everyone should look at.
They're the only people who are reporting what's actually going on in the Middle East.
They're the only ones that haven't lost sight of what, journalism is. Journalism, they're not, reporting about dumb shit, celebrities or whatever. They're reporting about things that actually matter. And multiple countries have been attempting to silence Al Jazeera.
No, please, tell them what countries.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite countries.
I was going to get into it. Yeah. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the Emirates.
So interesting. Countries that aren't on any ban list that are trying to, silence media. That's so
interesting.
Yeah,
isn't that
interesting?
Please continue. But this is a quote directly from... So yesterday, Monday the 26th, Al Jazeera wrote a long open letter that they posted on their website. And it's beautiful, and I love it so much. But this is a snippet from it. They said that... countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Egypt, and the UAE may silence their own media and their own people's freedom to speak out, but because Al Jazeera is watched by so many people in the Arab world, they want us gone. The attempt to silence Al Jazeera is an attempt to silence independent journalism in the region and to challenge everyone's freedom to be heard and to be informed. This must not be allowed to happen. Yes! We love Al Jazeera.
When was the last time, CNN, lost a journalist who was, out there trying to, report something legit and then they got kidnapped and murdered? Never. Well, maybe. Back in the day. But currently,
They just fire Kathy Griffin for doing some funny shit, but, whatever.
Some funny shit, yeah.
Well, I mean,
It's an oxymoron, Kathy Griffin and some funny shit.
I mean, yeah, I'm not defending what she did or saying it was right or whatever, but I honestly feel like Americans...
I chose not to look at what that
I haven't looked at it either. I just think American news...
I was like, a white woman? No, no, thank you.
I feel like American media and news outlets get absorbed in the dumbest fucking shit and they make people upset about things that they shouldn't even, think twice about. But anyways...
Yeah, Maddow's gotta let go of those tax returns. She's just gotta let go. She should, I don't know, go out
just
for an ice cream
on.
Something.
Just move on. Yeah. But I really like
Maddow,
this open
comma
letter.
Rachel.
Everyone, if you don't follow Al Jazeera already, just...
Yeah, get the app. It's free.
Yeah, it's
also
free.
It's in English. Don't let the weird...
Yeah. Also, if no one understands, Al Jazeera isn't just an Arabic news source. It's in English, and
I know you see the words Al Jazeera and you think, "What group of terrorism is that?" But it's just a news. I don't know.
It's really amazing, and this open letter is really worth a good read if you want to just be inspired by journalism again. Because...
Yeah, they had a really great line at the end, which is the right to be informed by reliable information is one of the foundations of a healthy society.
Snaps to that. Snaps.
God,
so
I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack every 3 seconds.
Because Saudi Arabia led a bloc attempt to shut down the entire global media operations of Al Jazeera. Because Saudi Arabia is...
the worst.
The worst. And, yeah,
They want Qatar to shut down Al Jazeera, which is Qatar is... Oh, Jesus Christ. This whole Qatar situation.
Yeah.
So, Should I get into the Qatar situation?
Yeah, maybe we should just, like, I mean...
Drama.
Yeah, drama.
I think we'll get back to it when I start talking about how much I hate Saudi Arabia again.
Yeah. Anna will start talking about how much she hates Saudi Arabia in every episode, so just expect that to be a good segue.
And yes, I understand. I'm Iranian. Iran notoriously hates Saudi Arabia. Sunni versus Shiite. I don't give a shit. Saudi Arabia is a bad place. Look at their Wikipedia. The first line in their Wikipedia is, we are a bad place.
Okay, I added that.
I'm on their editing Wikipedia.
I want to make it clear, Saudi Arabia's government is shit. Saudi Arabians are fine.
They don't have a government. They have a monarchy.
Okay, that's what I meant like the... I don't want to demonize Saudi Arabian people. I'm just trying to be like... I don't want to make enemies of Saudi Arabian listeners. What if some Saudi Arabian guy is like, I'm from Saudi Arabia and I'm sane?
Prove it.
Okay, that's all I gotta say about that.
Sorry, I'm Iranian. I don't hear anything Saudi Arabian. I'm just joking. You're great. Your government is a bad place, though.
Yeah. But I'm... Al Jazeera gives me hope, and I think everyone should put that, like, their number one news source should be Al Jazeera. And it just makes me happy that, like, in the Arab world where there are so many primitive governments and excuses for governments where people are silenced, and even in Syria, my parents and my grandparents would tell me stories about how, like, they wouldn't talk about anything over the phone. They even thought their walls had, like, devices in them that people can hear things with. Like, everyone is so afraid in so many Arab countries. That's the fact. There's a news outlet that is Arab-based, and I think because they're Arab-based, they know how important it is to have free speech. And I think that's the dopest thing, because, like, they know more than a lot of other people that free speech and honest journalism is the only way journalism should be. So, I just love them.
Hashtag fake news. Shireen's talking fake news again.
Should that be a section? Should all our sections...
Yeah, we should have a very sexy section about fake news.
English was my second language! Okay.
Should we move on to more interesting stuff?
Yeah, let's move on.
So let's talk about the Supreme Court.
I don't want to, but I guess we have to.
So what are their names? Let's go through one by one. Kagan, Alito, Kennedy, Roberts, Thomas, Breyer, Gore, suck a dick, Sotomayor, and Ginsburg, my girlfriend Ginsey. The fuck is going on?
Yeah. These are the people.
What are we doing?
These are the people that the nation has selected to decide what is just.
No nation fucking selected this shit.
I mean, like, the nation being, like, in quotes and being, like, just white old guys.
I think once you reach 75, you are executed because you have no right to make decisions for people that are, like, 50 years younger than you. Yep. It doesn't make any fucking sense anymore. Burn the government down!
Burn it all!
Sorry, Dad. My dad's very pro-government. He's pro-capitalist.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, came to America for the American
dream.
Whatever
floats your boat.
Became a Republican.
Get it? Whatever floats your boat. If it's a gun.
That's not funny. I have PTSD.
Sorry.
I just black out. I'm like, ah! It is going in! I'm sorry!
I'm like, ah! What if Little Yachty's music made you, like, go insane?
Because his name is Little
Boat.
Little Yachty,
I know you do. But, like, what if, like, every... Because in this music, sometimes he goes, like, a little boat. So what if, like, I heard it in one of
direct quote, Little Boat.
But I think it's cute, but I just think
there was that Drake lyric where he's like, shout out Little Yachty, but this ain't no boat.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Fact that I could directly quote a Drake lyric is...
Get out! Get out of here!
Well, it's only because he brings up Little Yachty, and I goddamn love Little Yachty.
Yeah, Anna does love Little Yachty, but I just think it would be funny that every time, like, anything was mentioned or referenced that had boat or yachts in it, you just, like, completely just...
Blackout. Rage blackout. I have to get one of those, like, medical bracelets that lets people know I have rage blackouts.
Or, like, you just, like, snap every... Like, you snap this headband on your... like, your this hair tie on your wrist.
Or I just start, like, shooting up heroin in public. I'm just like, you don't understand!
You don't know what I'm talking about! You don't know my life! Fuck your boat!
God.
Or every time you hear that dumb I'm fucking on a boat boats. Song. But,
you
anyways.
Know, fortunately, I've played that song many times while on a boat.
That's fine, but
I
feel like
I noticed you started looking at me differently. Anyway,
back to the bullshit that is the Supreme Court.
Yeah, so Supreme Court decided that Trump's travel ban can, like, happen in, like, a really weird scaled-back version, which is low-key just being like, wait, aren't you just letting the travel ban happen? Or, like, they're like, hey, he's got, like, six months. That's how little I know of what day of the year it is.
Yeah.
Until about October to come up with, like, a new plan. So by that point, who knows what Trump will, like, eat and decide didn't feel good, so he's gonna take it out on a Muslim country. So, I don't even know. I believe it was Clarence Thomas, Alito Jr., and Gore Suckadick who decided that it should totally happen. Yeah. I mean, they all kind of decided, but it says
that those three justices, Thomas, Alito Jr.
Well, that's how they, those are the three who were like, it should be totally chill as it was originally.
They wanted it as it was. They were like, what's wrong with this travel ban? Just let it happen. And then,
the rest were like, you guys should read a book instead of being old racist pieces of shit. And yes, Clarence Thomas, I know you're black, but
it was a 10-3 decision. And the appeals court noted that, the executive order in context drips with religious intolerance and discrimination. So, but it's still with me.
Yeah.
So
it fucking does. It's a Muslim ban.
Yeah.
It's, you know what it is? It's a Muslims who don't give us money ban is what it is.
Yeah. It's absurd to me that this travel ban is now a reality, because now dumb American people are going to be like, well, yeah, people from this place are bad because it's banned.
The other thing is, it affects people who are like never convicted of anything. They do nothing. They're like, I made bread. And they're like, well, you're from this country, so can't trust you.
No, remember when it first took effect in, like,
also,
February?
Also, like, remember how we approved a $110 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia? No big deal. I'm just bringing it up. I don't know. I don't know why I brought that up. Real under the radar.
Yeah,
remember when we gave a bunch of guns to the Middle East? I don't know. Why is everyone so concerned about terrorism? Just give them more guns. From the U.S.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to make these weapons, give them to you, and then complain about how violent you are. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
And they're like, well, the Saudi Arabia, there's no evidence of them ever having bombed their own people. And it's like, just because you don't, like, chemical attack them does not dismiss the fact that you have some of the most, like, insane human rights, like, I can't even sometimes.
I mean,
sometimes I feel like I'm slowly dying.
Yeah, same here. But as someone that has a lot of family still in Syria, this decision really broke my heart, because I already feel like I will never be able to see them again.
You gotta let go of Syria.
What do you mean, me?
Syria's done.
Anna, you can't tell me that.
Iran's the new Syria. No, actually, Turkey's the new Syria, let's be real.
But I'm just kind of sad knowing that I have people I love, and so does so many other people have people they love, that not just in Syria, but in other countries like Iran and Libya and Sudan, that now are kind of trapped in not the best situation. And not only that, but they're villainized. So welcome to my soapbox, where I just ramble and get sad. This is Shireen's soapbox.
Hello and welcome to Shireen's soapbox.
Insert piano music here and me crying.
Oh, actually, interesting. Like 2 hours ago, what's his name? Corker? Can't remember anyone's name. Save my life. He's a senator. What's that? Bob. God, whitest name ever. How do I forget that?
Yeah.
So Bob Corker just said he's not going to approve any arms deals until they know what's going on with Qatar more. Like the borders and stuff. Because Saudi Arabia and all them, they blocked off all those borders, which makes it impossible to fight ISIS.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the thing. Are you with us, or are you actually just Saudi Arabia and pretending to be with us? That's the answer right there.
They're
fake as shit.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia is every mean girl you've ever met. Like, just like, oh my God, you're so cute.
One.
And then, like, low-key.
Like, oh, I love your headband. Turns around. Your headband is so... Did you see her headband? Oh my God.
Oh my God, this arm seal, it's gonna be super chill.
Does a 180.
Okay, so here's the thing. We got all these guns. America's so bad. All right, what are we gonna do? Oh my God, they're so stupid. Like, honestly. I mean, we are fucked because we already did, like, a $500 million weapon sales to Saudi Arabia that Congress never blocked.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't talk about that when they talk about...
So anyway, when, you know, like, little innocent civilian Yemen babies are getting murdered, we can all kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Is this podcast too dark?
I mean, like, Trump tweeted how sad he was when he saw little babies dying in Syria. But there is evidence that a new chemical...
Ivanka was like, Daddy, have a heart! And he was like, I am robot.
I am robot.
I only tweet.
Hear me beep. But Syria, there's evidence of Syria having, or being, or building a new... building more chemical weapons, like they saw, like,
yeah, I saw that,
like they saw more equipment being like shipped in or whatever.
Like, Sean Spicer was like, oh my god, did y'all see that? It's crazy out there. Yeah. Anyway, who am I?
I think Sean Spicer goes home every night and truly looks in the mirror and can't remember who he is.
He looks like the kind of guy that would do that.
And I bet he like. And I bet he, like, loves cough drops or something. Like, he's got some weird thing where he's like, I don't have a cough, but I love to suck on cough drops. Fucking weirdo.
I just love to suck.
I just love to suck on that hard candy. I prefer cough drops. Anyway. Sean Spicer.
What a fucking nut.
A friend of mine was like, you know who Sean Spicer is, right? And I was like, no, who? Sorry, who?
Like, no, I what? Live under a rock.
Like, truly, like, what? No. Who's the president?
I wish I could forget that.
I'm so glad Hillary won.
I still haven't said the words, like, president dump, like, out loud. I feel like I'm, like, afraid of saying those words together. President Trump. It's like, it becomes real when I say it. Like, I still, when I hear it out loud, I'm like, really? Like, is that reality? Like, that guy?
Oh, girl, it's been a few months.
I know. Time flies when you're dead.
Yeah. Time flies when you're literally just a ghost and you've just been faking it this entire time, making people think you're real.
Oh.
Another thing, so ISIS claimed to be...
Where are you going with this?
College degree. They claimed to be behind the terrorist attacks in Tehran, Iran, where they went and... they dressed up as women, which I think is, that's like an old Dan Aykroyd
way to punch down. Yeah.
So we're going to dress up like ladies, right? And then we're going to do a terrorist attack.
Yeah. God.
Anyway, 12 people were killed. And basically they went in and they bombed the parliament building and the tomb of the revolutionary founder. I hate the word revolutionary because I don't really refer to him as a revolutionary, but what's his name? Well, not going to say his name. But anyway, he's you know, that main religious guy that came into power in Iran and decided that women aren't people. That guy. I'm not going to say too much more because I'm afraid that I'm going to get arrested when I go into Iran. So,
but this was the worst terrorist strike to hit the Islamic Republic of Iran in years.
Yeah, and straight up, ISIS was like, oh yeah, we def did that. And then, like, everyone's like, Iran supports terrorism! And it's like, okay, first of all, like, no one supports ISIS except for ISIS and maybe Russia.
Yeah.
And Bashar al-Assad, kind of. Low-key Bashar al-Assad is all about ISIS,
he's the one that let them in, so he can be like, I'm fighting ISIS, not my own people.
You guys can have that region, wink, wink, we're fighting, okay? But you can kill whoever you want. No, kill whoever you want.
I hate that monster.
Kill whoever you want.
No.
I 100% Bashar al-Assad has a micro penis.
No, 100%.
100%.
He has just the tiniest little nub.
Oh my god. He's literally got like the tip of my, even the tip of my finky, in my opinion, is too chubby for him to have that size.
Oh no.
Dick.
Yeah. I don't know how he had any kids.
It's literally probably like a Q-tip without the tip. Like just like how it just ends when you take the top, like the fluffy part of the Q-tip off. That's his dick.
Yeah.
That's his dick.
Speaking of, I love Q-tips. I think I have a problem. Another episode.
Oh, God. That was some horrifyingly dark information to reveal right now.
I have something to tell you. I love Q-tips.
Yeah, he's got a small dick and,
but yeah, no, he definitely loves ISIS.
His wife is not telling us something is all I gotta say about that.
He's the person that let them into Syria so he can have an excuse. So like when America's like, but you're attacking your own people. He's like, no, I'm attacking terrorists just like you.
So this is a direct message for Asma al-Assad, Bashar's wife. Come out and tell us about his dick. We're all curious. We're all just sitting here. We're all wondering, why does he keep doing it? Just come out and explain the small dick thing. And we'll love you forever. If you came out and you were like, my husband's dick's so tiny. And we're all like, oh!
But at the same time, At the same time, I feel like I'm always going to be this person. You can't help how small your dick is. Like, you're born that way.
Bashar, if you're listening, stop taking it out on your country.
Yes.
Stop taking out your micropenis transgressions.
Like, so many people have small dicks.
Goddamn innocent people of your fucking country.
Okay. A lot of people have dicks. A lot of people have dicks. And a lot of them might be small. And
it's a generalization. A lot of people have dicks. You can't prove that.
A lot of people have.
Prove it, Shireen! Well, here it is! Where are your sources? CNN?
I just don't want to. God, I hate being this person that's
Al Jazeera
like,
has reported.
I don't want to offend micropenis people, but like, that's who I am, and I need to stop that part of me that's like, well, what if someone with a micropenis gets offended?
My friend, a friend of mine whose name I won't mention.
Has a micropenis?
No, but she said she fucked a guy with a micropenis, and she was like, I wasn't that bad. And I was like, you were full of fucking shit.
It was probably like all fingers, right?
I shouldn't give me any more detail than that.
How did you not even ask for more details? That would be the first thing being like exactly what
it
happened.
It was a few years ago. Maybe I did ask for more details. I don't recall.
God.
It's that Mary Jane.
Do some research.
Let's call her up. Get her on the line. Tell us about
this
micropenis.
This is a radio show.
Thoughts.
Radio show. We have a caller. We have a caller coming in. Micropenis. Yes. Yeah.
Hi. That's true. I did at one point have sex with a man who had a micropenis.
What was it like, Becky?
His name was Bashar. He was on Tinder. It was so interesting.
Oh, wow.
I want to do some excellence. I want to like shout out some. I want to do some excellence.
But there's an. Boy. Maybe we can add this to my soapbox.
Should take more uppers.
But what's his face? The new. President, is it a president of France? Macron or whatever?
Yes.
Is he a president? Do they call him something else? Prime minister?
He's a president.
Okay. I don't know. But he was saying that Bashar is the enemy of like Syrians and all this stuff. Al Jazeera wrote this really cool article yesterday, and they were saying that Syria, this is a quote from them that I really loved. Syria will never be at peace as long as Assad remains in power. Over half of Syria's population will be unable to return home for fear of reprisal. And why wouldn't Assad seek and destroy his enemies since he has learned that there is literally no crime he can't get away with? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
Sad.
So you gotta let go, Shireen.
Stop it, Anna! That's my whole...
What's that Frozen song? Let go?
Let it go.
There you go. Let Bashar, not Bashar, let Syria go.
You can't, okay, it's like me asking you to let Iran go.
You know, I eventually will have to.
Do you really think there's like no hope?
Oh, for the Middle East? There's no fucking hope for the Middle East. If we continue to want to make money, do you understand? Middle East has to be a bad place because that's how we make money.
Yeah, but doesn't it have to like migrate to like Russia
like
again at some point?
$20 billion a minute. It's insane how much money this country makes off arms sales to the Middle East.
Yeah, but like
the Middle East will never not be a bad place because this entire world is run by money. So what do we make money from? Selling guns. A lot of it, because guns are all of a sudden real expensive. Have you ever tried to buy a gun?
I guess we just can you ask what's his face from your boat? yeah. Sorry, I have to stop saying that.
My preference is a long-nosed revolver because there's less kickback. Whoa, should not tell anyone my preference of guns. I'm Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
Long-nosed revolver, Dirty Harry style is my preference. Less kickback. Also, it makes me feel cool.
Oh, no.
That is fact.
Let's not talk about that.
What are you, a 9mm, bitch? That shit has a huge kickback. I'm scared of guns, so I need a little kickback.
I don't know if I've ever fired a gun or want to.
It's fun.
No.
You should do some cocaine beforehand. Do so much cocaine beforehand.
I disagree with that completely. The fact that you're like, it's fun. Like, no, bitch. You're the same person.
I never said I am above anything other than Trump. Everything else I am not above. Who knows? If someone was like, Anna, we'll pay you $200 million to go sell guns in the Middle East, I'd probably be like, ooh.
That's a lot of money. How much?
I'd be like, let me think on it. Yes, I'm in.
Okay, maybe we should touch on some of these other things. let's go on to the excellence corner.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with a better name for that one day.
Yeah, I'm just reading what you wrote, hoping that you'd be like, I love that!
Because I wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Props of the week? Or...
So, props of the week!
We roll our R's because we're Middle Easterners!
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Huh. I was like, that noise.
That's Middle Eastern too. It's
yeah,
like
I know.
A loogie.
So we don't roll our N's. We scratch our KH's.
Yeah, like DJ Khaled, not Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah, that's what you say his name. DJ Khaled.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's very
like,
true.
Sorry, I'm sorry I'm adding
you.
Scratch
your KH's yeah. if you really want to live life.
Yeah.
No, basically, what's it called? Sharif University of Technology in Tehran is like the MIT of the Midwest, and they call it
the Middle East.
Did I say Midwest?
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? I'm just fully, you know, I'm a full-blown American. Mideast and Midwest to me is all the same in the end. Yeah, they call it the brain drain to the West because every person who enrolls in this, like, MIT of the Iran is just trying to, like, go to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And
but we're not letting them come here because we're dumb.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we're fucking stupid.
So the smartest minds in Iran are studying at this phenomenal university, and they want to come to this shithole, and we're like, no thanks.
Yeah, and they say stuff like, you mean MIT is the Sharif of the U.S.? Like, they say stuff like that. Because, you know, we're Persian and we're cocky.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's, like, one of the greatest universities in the Middle East. That mathematician who won the Nobel Prize for mathematics, what's her name? Maryam Mirzakhani. Mirzakhani. Hear that?
Yeah, that? She's Persian. She's Persian, y'all.
That noise is so disturbing.
Yeah.
Come for it.
DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled. Yeah, no, she went to that school. She's fucking, like, anyone who goes to that school low-key comes to America and creates, like, Apple or something. Or, you
oh,
know,
yeah, because
eBay.
Steve Jobs, son of a Syrian refugee. Look at your fucking iPhone, your MacBook right now. That came from me, bitch. Sorry.
Yeah, look at your MacBook and see hundreds of millions of refugees without homes.
Yeah. That's a Syrian refugee was the father of Steve Jobs. Like, where do you think... Like, that's how progress happens. People come to different countries and make a life. Like, the most motivated people are usually immigrants because they want to, like, prove themselves not only to themselves but to the people that are also thinking they're evil. Like,
also, on top of that, I really want to real quick say that that Iranian nuclear deal is one of the most legit deals ever, and it should definitely stay intact because it's holding together the entire fucking Middle East nuclear situation. Very important, and it should stay because while that's happening, like, a lot of sanctions, when that was signed by Mr. Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Mr. Barack Obama. It lifted a bunch of sanctions.
Obama.
Out of Iran, allowing these students to get a lot more, like, access to scientific papers, equipment. Like, they could just reach all this technology, mm-hmm. which is basically just making them smarter.
Yeah.
So we need that nuclear year. I mean, that's just kind of a part of it. But also...
It's a good part. Yeah.
It's, like, a really important deal. And, like, Republicans hate it, but Republicans low-key hate everything. I'm starting to realize it's, like, mm-hmm. it's... You know, like, someone was talking to me yesterday, like, he was like, yeah, you know, I was talking to people, I was telling them I listen to podcasts, and someone called him a liberal for that. And I was like, are podcasts what liberals listen to?
I'm sure there are some, like, dumb podcasts.
They're like, I only listen to tapes. Tapes on my what comes off my radio. And that's it. Good old-fashioned tape.
Make America great again.
I only listen to the past.
My TV is black and white. The way things should be separated.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Podcasts are for liberals. Who knew? Anyway, Israel has over 400 nuclear weapons. Anyway, let's move it along.
Do I really can't. Can I really not?
Anyway, just gonna really quick drop in. No, he was super sketchy. Anyway.
Anyway, it's called Palestine.
Anyway, he should give that land back.
Anyway, I don't like it.
Anyway, Zionists are sketch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk some more shit about Saudi Arabia real quick before we.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Saudi Arabia is one of the people that asked Qatar to shut down Al Jazeera because Saudi Arabia is a piece of shit.
Yep.
And they
are,
like...
Not surprised, though. Like, they would be those people that would be like, take this media organization down!
Like, but even, like, Rex Tillerson, who I'm jury still out on. I mean, I could like him, but I could also not like him.
His name is Rex.
He's just very intense. Well, you know, he's a lot... He's at odds with the White House a lot, which is I'm okay with.
Oh yeah, that's good.
But the thing is, like, he's an oil guy, so you don't know what's up. Oil people, you know. I mean, has anyone seen fucking, what's that movie? Deepwater Horizon? I know it's based on a true story, and I should just be like, do you guys remember the BP oil spill? But have you seen that movie? The movie's insane. Also, what are the odds that Mark Wahlberg is the last person on the oil rig before everything blows up? Was that in his contract? Someone let me know. I'm so curious.
Wow.
I, like, Marky really Mark. Weirdly obsessed with the concept that so Mark far. Wahlberg was like, yeah, I'll do the movie, but I'm the last motherfucking person on that oil rig before it goes down.
And it's like, the last line of the contract. Like,
yeah, he's like, and Mark Wahlberg literally saves everyone single-handedly with his bare hands. And that is it. Jesus fucking Christ.
So far
anyway,
with
oil people are shady. So that's why I'm kind of like, Rex, jury's still out on Rexy. But Rexy was the one that was like, this is a direct quote from Rexy.
Rexy Till.
Tilly the Rexer. Secretary of State. Who knew we even had one? Honestly, I can't keep up with who runs anything anymore.
Yeah.
Says, I call on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt to ease the blockade against Qatar. There are humanitarian consequences to this blockade. We're seeing shortages of food. Families are being forcibly separated and children are pulled out of school. We believe these are unintended consequences. Who cares? Thing is, unintended consequences is Saudi Arabia would have to care about anyone except for their, like, money. Which
also,
they don't.
Completely
they don't
intended.
Shit about their people.
Completely intended.
Yeah, like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah. Also, funny enough, that those nations that he mentioned, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt, also the same nations that want to stop Al Jazeera. Coincidence?
Yeah, they actually don't want to fuck with Al Jazeera because they're like, Al Jazeera's like, to them, like a snitch. Like,
yeah.
They're like, what's up with that?
Yeah. But no, those same nations are doing this fucked up thing to Qatar because they're. Governments, in quotes, are led by monsters.
It all started from a quote that Qatar apparently was like, yeah, we support Iran. They're like a big nation or some shit like that. And everyone was like, the fuck, bitch? How dare you come out of saying shit like that? You know who the boss is? And you're like, oh my God. And then Qatar was like, no. Our website was hacked. It's not what you think.
Yeah.
It's not what you think at all. And it's like, there's legitimately, like, it's literally like a he says, she says fight. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like when I get in an argument with my brother, my mom's like, well, who started it? And I'm like, well, this motherfucker. My mom's like, ah! You know, like, that's all it is. Like, there's no, and then all of a sudden it's like, countries are being blocked off. And
yeah.
It's like, does anyone even know what actually happened?
Nope. There's no more food. Families are getting separated.
People are just dying. And someone's like, well, he said my ass looked big. And it's like, well, shit. Also, Qatar is apparently supporting, like, Hamas and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood.
But that's according to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
And apparently Iran supports ISIS, but they, at the same time, let them into their country to commit terrorist acts. They're like, haha, gotcha, it's all a mind game, it's all a long con. We let them blow up our shit, you think we're not really a part of them, but we are really a part of them. God, the Middle East is a long con.
The Middle East is just a clusterfuck of no.
Also, there was that bomber who tried to blow up Mecca in Saudi Arabia. So interesting what goes on in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. I just can't breathe anymore.
But they stopped him before he even got there. They stopped him in an apartment where he still blew himself up. But at least that he didn't kill everyone that he wanted to kill, because Mecca, if you don't know, is the site of
the home of God.
And so for Muslims, they make pilgrimages over there. So there are always a lot of people at the Kaaba or Mecca. And I'm glad he didn't make it over there, because that would have been really sad and not okay.
Do you want to hear my insane, somewhat offensive theory about Mecca?
No.
Well, we all do it. So, as I do at like midnight to 4 in the morning, is read Wikipedia obsessively.
This is true.
You don't even know how strong my open new tab game is. But basically, I read the entire Bin Laden family Wikipedia.
I remember this time. Yeah, you told me all about this. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, it was a long, dark night, baby. A lot of kombuchas were drank that night. Okay.
You're so LA.
It makes my skin look better. Also, it's just like natural energy.
Oh, God, please stop. Sponsored by kombucha.
No, feel free to send us stuff. But
I don't like kombucha.
Basically, Osama bin Laden's father, Mohammed bin Laden. What do you know? His name was Mohammed. How interesting. I'm just joking. I'm not like trying to make a conspiracy.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Just the most common name
My
ever.
My grandfather's name Mohammed. Shut up.
It's one of the most common names in the world. he had the sole contract with the Saudi Arabian princes to do all the renovations on Mecca. So that's like a lot of their money came from construction. That's why. Also, he had 50 kids. So if you meet a bin Laden, there's a 90% chance he does not know Osama. So don't like assume he's like a terrorist. He's just probably like, oh yeah, that brother. Yeah, that didn't go well.
Yeah.
Our family name is kind of fucked because of that one.
Yeah.
That's like my brother. My brother's always doing some shady shit and everyone's like, Anna. Well, I'm not even into that. Basically, so my theory is that God funded 9/11. Anyway, let's move it along.
Wow.
What? Is it not indirect? Like,
yeah.
House of God, Mecca, renovations, money given to Muhammad. What is that trickle-down effect to Osama? Osama has money.
Well, how do we know that Osama and Muhammad were even close? Maybe they have, like, a weird relationship.
Go look, Google image it. Google image it.
Okay.
Girl, I've spent years on
this
shit.
She knows more than me. You know more than me.
This Osama bin, the Bin Laden family Wikipedia is deep, okay? The little scroller on the side is so tiny.
Oh, my God.
That's how far you have to scroll down. And that's how much time I had. Okay. That's how much fucking time I had.
We have no lives.
I'm just on, like, Middle East Wikipedia. That's why I know everything about Saudi Arabia. You should go read their Wikipedia.
But
a lot of human rights violations.
When you're done scrolling through Wikipedia and everything, we have some movie recommendations that we want to...
Wait. Let's...
Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay,
we got some great airport news. Here's the thing. We're going to end this most likely every episode talking about the airport or an airline because that's our fit. As Middle Easterners, we truly understand that the airport is where we thrive.
Or die.
Or where we sit in a room for long hours.
That's happened to me before. So, yeah, I was interrogated because I talked back to TSA person with my mom. It was not fun. Anyways, yeah, so Logan Airport in Boston.
Bam, bam, bam. JK, bam. Boston's really racist.
They get our award today for the most annoying airport to ever exist.
And you can award people that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like a raspberry or whatever they call it. Like a
Razzie?
A Razzie, yeah.
I was imagining you're like, a raspberry, like when you, like, blow on someone. Like, and you're like, I can't do it. Yeah.
That's a raspberry.
Yeah, there you go. Did I just do that wrong?
Yeah, I don't know why you're like yawning.
A raspberry, you know, when you yawn.
We're not white. Logan Airport, on Sunday they came across a live 20-pound lobster lurking in a cooler among checked luggage. So it already made it past security. A live fucking lobster. I'm looking at it right now.
Now,
its claws is bigger, like twice the size of this guy's head. Twice the size.
I have a question.
Oh, and you're asking how I can see a picture? Because the fucking TSA agent posted a picture on Twitter of him holding the lobster.
That's pretty cool.
No.
I have a question though. Like, are you not allowed to fly with lobsters?
That's not my point.
I'm just curious.
His tweet is like, at TSA officers are skilled at screening all sorts of items in checked baggage, .. including this 20-plus pound lobster at Boston Logan.
Wait, but they weren't skilled at screening it, right? If it got through?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, but you're saying a live lobster is allowed through security, but must be transported in a clear plastic spill-proof container. So it has to be clear so they can be like, yep, that's the lobster.
And he's quoted saying, I would be shocked if this isn't the biggest lobster TSA has screened, although I can't say for certain. Other lobsters have been going through the airport? Why is it easier for a live lobster
to
travel?
As a West Coaster, we do not understand what's going on in that, like, Northeast Maine shit. Like,
I don't know what's going on up there. I don't give a shit. You can take a live lobster and that can travel and go through security, but I can't go in because I have shoes on and I'm an Arab.
Yeah.
And my dad gets questioned for having a beard.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't have fucking claws.
Yeah, well, you know, he should work on that. That's what it is.
No, I mean, like, a lobster has an easier time traveling than brown people, and that infuriates me. And also, why can't we get a picture with TSA when we make it across? That's more of a fucking...
That would be so sad if every time I made it through the airport, I'm like, let me snap a quick pic because I survived.
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend talking to TSA if possible.
Oh my God, wait, hold on.
That's You know, actually, the nicest TSA agents I've ever experienced in my life was in Salt Lake City, Utah, probably because they're all Mormon, but they were so kind.
Wow.
I've never had a TSA agent be like, well, look who's here, who's traveling today, how you doing? And damn. I was, like, literally shocked. I didn't know how to respond to him. Like, I was like, me? You want to know how I'm doing?
You like, turned around, like, where's the white guy?
I was like, sir, I don't even know how to react to that. You want to know how I'm doing? You're not going to yell at me to take my shoes off, even though I've done this 1,000 times? I don't get it. It really threw me off. So if you guys are looking for a place to visit, I recommend Salt Lake City, Utah.
But yeah, apparently TSA on its website has a lobster clause. That's clause, C-L-A-U-S-E, lobster clause. So
what is it for?
For lobsters. This nation is dumb as fuck. Also,
that,
the last
that
line
is low-key some white people shit. I don't even know where to begin.
The last
that.
Line of this article says, "And while Logan's lobster survived the security screening, there is no word on whether a lobster paw was its ultimate destination upon its arrival." Why is this news? Why is there a lobster clause?
I don't know. You did link it to NPR, which is concerning in its own way.
Exactly. I'm just livid. I want to be a lobster.
You should watch the movie The Lobster.
I like it a lot, actually. I do like that movie a lot.
I have some movie recommendations because I just saw them. War Machine, I think, is really good on
Netflix.
It's very good at showing that you can't fight insurgents in the Middle East, so stop putting money into it.
I saw it, and I really liked that someone made a movie about it that was digestible and easy to watch and informative. It's really educational and informative, and it has Brad Pitt in it and a lot of other people that are great.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Love
Lakeith.
I love him.
This podcast is mostly going to be about Lakeith.
Lakeith, you're the fucking best. But you're
also
in that movie, and you're great in it, and people should watch it because you learn so much while watching a movie.
You understand war. You can understand war. I highly recommend it. You can understand the
Netflix.
War in the Middle East.
Yeah, Netflix, free, watch it.
They explain how insurgency even works and what it is. If you have no idea what that means, it's basically like, it's like a group of people who don't have... Honestly, let me, real quick, insurgents are going to basically multiply by hundreds of thousands basically because of this Muslim ban, because you're pushing people away.
Why do you think 9/11 even happened? You invaded Iraq. You invaded a country and people got mad.
9/11 happened over a pair of kicks, I've heard. Some Nikes, to be exact. Someone stepped on one, shit went down.
You don't step on those Nikes. Anyways,
who cares?
You're making more angry people that are going to hate America because you're not even allowing them into your country. Like, you're... It's just...
Highly recommend watching War Machine.
Yeah.
It's so informative. Also, it'll explain what insurgency is because we didn't do a very good job at explaining it. Basically, it's like a group of people. There's no, like, direct... It's not like an army.
No.
It's just... Like radicalized
civilians.
That's what it
is. Yeah, radicalized civilians
who take it on themselves to join either. It's like almost a cult, basically, to
no,
fight.
No, it's like a militia.
It's a militia. Yeah, a militia. A militia cult, if you will. A cultisha.
Yeah,
know?
But they're not always like. They're not always. They don't always have bad intentions. They like a lot of the times they're just trying to like survive. And
just like us. So
and War
relatable.
Machine, War Machine, I like it a lot because it's rare that there's a movie that can be educational and also. Not boring all the time.
A little long, but it's good. It's worth it. Watch
all
the way through.
No, I mean, like, it's not, like, my favorite movie ever, but it's worth a watch, for
it's
sure.
No Royal Tenenbaums, but, like, watch it.
But also, we're not white, so...
Another movie I only recently watched, and I'm embarrassed to say so, is The Dictator.
I haven't seen that.
Genius.
It's good?
You should watch it.
I've heard I should watch
it. It's so spot on, especially with Syria right now. You should def watch it.
Okay.
Dictator.
I will look that shit
It's basically about Assad at this point.
Yeah, well...
But funny.
Yeah, Assad doesn't have a sense of humor.
Yeah, because his dick is so small. I would really like... Let's wrap
and
this up.
Cut.
Let's wrap this up with a quick guesstimate of how big Assad's dick could possibly be.
But
I want to say 2 centimeters.
2 centimeters, okay.
No, wait. Let me take that back. 0.02 centimeters.
That's a big difference.
Yep.
He's
jumped
got a little
way
numb.
Down. I jumped so way down.
I don't want to offend anyone with a micropenis out there.
Oh, who cares at this point?
But it's just really sad.
Because there's a lot of racists out there with micropenises. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. They're like, I might have a small dick, but I still have a gun. And a big truck. That's how they talk.
That's how they talk.
But yeah, Assad's dick is the size of, a nipple, as far as I care.
A nipple? That's huge. No, it's like huge. Little, you don't give him that
like,
much.
Like a little nub. Like a little, like the
too
tip
big,
of the
Shireen. Way too big.
The little tip of the nipple.
Tip of the nipple, I don't even want to hear that. Okay, well, that's been us.
That's been Anna and Shireen.
Anna and Shireen talk to you about the Middle East.
Anna and Shireen talk to you about...
No longer held hostage by a white man. My
but still, because
nightmare
Trump is still
has
president.
Come true. Yeah.
But still, because Trump is president.
Yeah, I was like, have I not been held hostage long enough? I survived. That guy who's held me hostage...
He's still out there.
...is hopefully going to die alone. Hopefully, if I'm lucky, he'll die alone because he was such a piece of shit. And I hope if
I'm just
anyone
imagining,
in his family ever hears this,
when I
you
imagine,
should put your son in a mental institution.
Because
oh fuck him. He's a psycho.
I imagine this guy in like
he's the reason
shoes.
You shouldn't just sell guns to anybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Except the Middle East, where there's good money, baby.
And oil.
All that oil prince, Saudi prince money. All right. You going to bite that ass?
I'm gonna bite that,
yeah,
ass.
Bite that ass.
I bite that ass.
I bite that ass.
And out.
We're done.